mitzvah of Heseba. Hashem, we have a holiday coming up. Give some marmakomos that if you want, just to see, to follow along. We're both mostly in the Gemara. So the Gemara is a very, very famous. Fill the page, Rashbam on the right side, go up a line and you will see it. Kufches. The Gemara tells us, "Va'afilu ani shvi'israel lo yochel ad sheyesev." Even an ani is obligated to do heseba. Itmar. Matzah tzarech heseba, maror ein tzarech heseba. So matzah requires heseba. However, maror does not require heseba. Who can tell me why maror does not require heseba?
It's bitter.
Because maror is bitter. Okay, so the night of Pesach, as we all know, is divided between Avdus, Matchilin Biknus, we start with the Gnus, we start with the degradation, Avadim Hayinu, and we're Messiah Bishvach. So Maror is a symbol of the Avdus. Heseba is a symbol of the. So to go ahead and commingle Matzah, Maror, and what? And Heseba, we're a contradiction. What is perhaps the paradigmatic symbol of Cheirus? Leila Seder. The symbol of Cheirus Parak, the Leila Seder, which we don't
proper
do today.
Seba.
Do today? Seba is only Mitzvah Rabbanan, as we'll see. Afikom, we do today,
Yain.
But you're not wrong. Yain is also only Mitzvah Rabbanan. What's the Doraisa Mitzvah of it? Korban Pesach is the correct answer. Korban Pesach is the symbol. Why is it the symbol of Cheirus? Because the Chazal tells us the Korban Pesach had to be from, as it says, it had to be a lamb. What was a lamb in those days? The symbol of the Egyptian deity. Why cat? It's a tle. Tle is the symbol of the Egyptian deity. Please. Of course, but of course. Let's stand up. So as a... What are we doing? Okay, but that's not what he's here for. As a symbol of the Egyptian, sit 2 meters away from Shmuley. You can look down at Shmuley from 2 meters away. It's okay. As a symbol of the Egyptian deity, that was a tles. So Korban Pesach is a what? Korban Pesach is cheres. Now notice, the Torah tells us that what about okay? So Maror is merirus is avdus. Korban Pesach is cheres. What about matzah? Matzah on the one hand is lech oni. What does lechem oni mean? Lechem she'onim ala is lechem oni. It's a poor man's bread. We couldn't have. On the other hand, we ate matzah. Why didn't we wait for the matzah to rise? Because we didn't have time. We were leaving Mitzrayim b'chipazon. So matzah really represents both. Matzah has both qualities. On the one hand, it is the quality. What?
Poor man's bread.
It's poor man's bread, so that's the oni, that's right. The avdus, but it's also, why do we not eat regular bread? Because we were running out of Mitzrayim. We were running out, we had our cheirus, we were leaving Mitzrayim b'chipazon, with great speed and alacrity. There was no time, so the matzah also represents the bread of freedom. It's called, on the one hand, a lot of English, I've got to refer to it as the bread of affliction, but that's the lechem oni, but it's also the lechem of chipazon. And therefore, it's no coincidence that how do you eat the Korban Pesach? How do you eat the Korban Pesach? It's al matzos umorin yochlu. You eat it as a sandwich, as kerech.
The Korban Pesach?
The Korban Pesach would be eaten as a sandwich. You put the meat and the matzah and the maror all together, and you eat in that fashion. So what's the symbolism of that? The symbolism is that you're basically taking in one package, in one sandwich, Korban Pesach counteracts the maror. That counteracts each other. You have the meriris of the maror, the Korban Pesach is cheres, and the matzah is both. So you have this balance of the cheres with the avdus. There's a lot of interesting. I'll freelance a little bit over here. I'm going to freelance a little bit. But there's a lot of, if you think about it, the Seder really surrounds food. Food is very instrumental to the Seder. And there's a lot of interesting halachos, hilchos brachos, and hilchos ochel that surround the food. So if I were to ask you, for example, by the way, just as an aside, wine, does wine represent cheres or avdus? It represents cheres, for sure. It represents cheres, but many have the minhag of using what kind of wine? Red wine. Why red wine?
Blood.
So blood also represents the avdus a little bit. So it has also that dichotomy to it, perhaps. But wine, generally speaking, is representing cheres. That's generally what it represents. Now, why do we have, speaking about another food, we have another food that we eat in the beginning of the Seder. We eat, now I'm going to ask you a question, you're going to answer it, and you're going to be wrong. But I'm going to ask the question anyway. Why do we eat karpas? Why do we eat karpas? What's the reason for karpas? That might be why we dip the karpas in salt water, as we say But why do we eat the karpas? What do you eat for karpas? What do you eat for karpas?
Potatoes.
What do you eat?
Potatoes.
What do you eat?
I think a potato, or there's two options. No, some type of like green thing.
Okay, we eat, in my family, we eat parsley.
Yeah, parsley.
We eat parsley. I know some people eat bananas.
What?
Of types.
That's right.
Salt water?
Oh, wait, is it?
What is the common denominator of all of the things
Hadama.
The ikker is Hadama. Why do we have karpas? So one of the reasons is an interesting shita of Rav Yosef Tuv Elam, one of the Bali Atosas, quoted in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Kuf Tes Zayin. Rav Yosef Tuv Elam argues that you're not allowed to make two brachos on one object. You can't make two brachos on one object. If you make two brachos on one object, that's a problem called Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. What does Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos mean?
Can't bundle up mitzvos.
Can't bundle up mitzvos. Why not?
Because it was a Baal Teis Sefer, no?
Not Baal Teis Sefer.
Well,
what does it mean you can't bundle up mitzvos? We don't want mitzvos to seem to us like a burden, like we want to get rid of them, get them off our plate. So you can't bundle mitzvahs, meaning, okay, I'm going to just have one, I'm going to go ahead and eat one, I'm going to have, one
pizza.
Bottle of mei sota for two sotos. We're trying to like get off easy. We don't want to do that. You're going to, when you have Kriyas HaTorah, ideally, you bring out a separate Sefer Torah for every single parsha you want to lay, one for Zohar, one for, because we don't want to bundle mitzvahs. We want to, everything gets its fair share. So it comes on Rav Yosef Tuv Elam in Tosfos, and Rav Yosef Tuv Elam writes that we should, when it comes to, why do we have karpas? Why do we have karpas? Right. Because if we didn't have karpas, listen to this. It's also a tosis in Shabbos and brachas daf lamed tes. If we didn't have karpas, what would happen tomorrow? What would happen tomorrow? At tomorrow, we'd have to make two brachas. We have to make a bracha of Adama, and you'd have to make a bracha of alachilas tomorrow. So says of Yosef Tuvel, and we don't want to do that. Because then you're bundling mitzvahs. You're doing two brachas on one object. So that's why we have karpas. How does karpas solve the problem? Because now you're going to make adam and a karpas. And what do they tell you in your haggadahs? When you make the adam and a karpas, what do they tell you?
Have in mind for the mar.
They tell you have in mind for the mar. So this bracha should also work for the Mara. What else did they tell in your Haggadahs? How much karpa should you eat? Less than a kezayis. Why less than a kezayis? Because if you ate more than a kezayis, then you're chayav right away in a bracha achrona. So we don't want you to make a bracha achrona, because you make a bracha achrona, then it defeats the purpose. You need a new bracha on the Mara. I know, but you're not supposed to. You're supposed to eat less than a kezayis, and what? And that bracha barpi adam is going to work also for your... For your what? For your morrow. I have a question. Why then? When do you have the morrow? After motzi. So why do you need to make a bracha on the morrow anyway? After all, you just made a motzi. Doesn't motzi cover you on the birchas hamor? So what's the answer?
It's not about the eating. You're not doing it to nourish yourself.
It's not considered to be a davar haba machmas asuda. It's not really part of the meal. It's not something you're eating it because, as you say, you're eating because of the mitzvah. It's not a core part of the meal. It's not core part of the bread meal. And therefore, your birchas hamotzi wouldn't cover it, your new bracha. And the bracha on the maror, on the karpas, is going to absorb your bracha on the mar. Okay, good? You got it? How many brachas do I make on matzah?
Multiple.
You make a bracha of hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, and you also make a bracha of alachilas matzah. So what's the solution to that problem, according to Yosef Tuvel? So Rabbi Yosef Tovel is going to tell you that's why we take, how many matzahs do we take? We take three matzahs. If I were to ask you why we have three matzahs, you're going to answer me? Kohen Lev Yisrael. That's not true. That's a good kindergarten vort. That's a good kindergarten vort. That's why I was waiting for the kindergarten vort for Karpas. Why do we have Karpas? Samech represents 600,000. Parech is Parech. That's what I learned in kindergarten. That's not the word either. That's not correct. That's what I learned in kindergarten. So what's the vort? So the vort is when it comes to hamotzi, we have how many matzahs do we take? You have three matzahs. What do you do with the? You take one matzah, you break it. You save that for the afikoman. How many are you left with?
Two
and a half. Why are you left with two and a half? Because your alachilas matzah bracha is going on the prusa. It's going on the half. And then you also have your alachilas, your hamotz lechem na'aretz is going on the lechem mishnah for a total of two and a two and a half. But the brachas are going, the reason you have multiple matzahs is that each matzah is going to absorb a different bracha. And you need lechem mishnah, and you need your alachilas matzah, and that's going to be going on the prusa. Is that clear? Is that clear? I'll repeat it again. Why do we have, according to Yosef Tovel, we're making two brachas on matzah? So the solution is, you're not making two brachas on one piece of matzah. You're making two brachas on two and a half pieces of matzah. Your bracha of alachilas matzah is going on the prusa, it's going on the half. And your bracha of amos lechem aretz is going on the lechem mishnah. So what have we discussed so far? We discussed the eating of the karpas. We discussed the eating of maror a little bit. We touched on it. We discussed the eating of matzah a little bit. What kind of eating are we missing? Any other food item on the table?
Charosis.
Let's discuss charosis. Let's give a little charosis here. Yes?
Do Baal Batim have that idea in their head when they're making the brachos?
I doubt it.
So, isn't that a problem? Because, for the karpa, it's supposed to have it in your mind.
So, the Haggadahs do instruct you, that they do give you some instructions, good Haggadahs. But that's why you're a yeshiva bachi. You learn, and you get halacha, and you learn sugyas, and you start to develop understanding what we're doing.
No, but you should have in mind what?
The alachilas matzah is on the prusa,
right.
And amotzi lech menorah is on the lechem mishnah.
That's by the who? Who says that?
This is Taisis Brachas Lamites, and it's also Taisis Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes Vav.
If the person being Motzi, you might not have that Kavan, are you still Yotze?
Yes, he's still Yotze. Okay, take a look with me for a second. We're going to learn about a topic that is a little different. No one discusses this. So open up with me, please, to the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yudal. Did I say Kuf Yud Aleph?
Yes.
Yeah, let's learn a Mishnah. Kuf Yud Aleph. Is there a mitzvah? What is the nature of the mitzvah of charosis? What's the nature of charosis? You all eat charosis. You enjoy charosis. But what's it all about? What's it all about? No one knows. Take a look. Look at the Mishnah.
I forgot.
Oh. Blood, the blood.
It
looks, let's take a look. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I want to see what the mishnah says. Hey, vila funav, they bring all the food in front of you. Metal bechazer sach magila parperes hapas. Okay, this is what I came at. Hey, vila funav matzah, they bring in front of you matzah. Vechazeres. And they also bring chazeres. No, not pig. Chazeres. Vecharoses. And they also bring charoses, ushnei tafshilin, and two cooked dishes. Now the Mishnah says, af al pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. Is charoses a mitzvah?
No.
It's not a mitzvah. Not a mitzvah. Rav Loz ben Rav Tzadok Omer, mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. So there's a machloket, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to bring the gufo shel Pesach as well. So machloket in the Mishnah, whether charosis is a mitzvah or is not a mitzvah. Chacham say it's not a mitzvah. Rav Loz Rav Tzadok says it is a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah?
To eat it?
No. Is it a mitzvah?
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
Are you commanded to eat it?
Again, I'm reading the Mishnah. I'm learning. So let's ask the clown question. According to Chachamim, it's not a mitzvah. So what's your question?
Why do you eat it?
Why is it included in seder?
Why? What is it then? If it's not a mitzvah, so what's the point?
It's a ritual.
What's the point? What?
Remember it.
You know, what do you have to? You don't have to tell me it's not a mitzvah.
Is everything in the seder a mitzvah?
Afa pisha ein chareis mitzvah, you still have it there. What? Why? What's the point? What's the point? That's according to Chacham. According to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Sadok, what does he say?
It's a mitzvah.
If it's a mitzvah, what's your question?
Why is no bracha on it?
You're making an assumption there's no bracha on it.
Can we assume that everything else in the seder is a mitzvah?
What's the question?
He says that it is a mitzvah, then what are the chachamim doing when they say it's not a mitzvah?
Yeah.
What's the shnei tafshilin?
Stop. According to chachamim, we said it's not a mitzvah. Our question on the chacham is, what then is it?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, we asked that question already. According to Rabbi Lazar Tzadik, it is a mitzvah. So what's the question?
Why?
Where does he know that? Where's
what's
source?
The source? Yeah. What's the nature of the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of charoses? Or what is it? What's it all about? Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. We're going to learn from... Let's turn the page again. So let's see. It says on the top of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Actually... Okay. Let's take a look at Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. It says over here, Afa pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. So even though the Chacham say it's not a mitzvah, you need to have charoses. Says the Gemara, V'ilo mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, mishumai maisila. If it's not a mitzvah, then why do you have it? So I'm Rav Ami mishum kappa. Ooh. Because of kappa.
Don't change it up.
What is kappa? So feel free to read Rashi.
What's Chazeres?
Feel free to read Rashi.
What's Sheref?
Sraf.
Sraf, burn.
Sraf ha-Chazeres. Chazeres is the maror. So the maror can get very, very, very sharp. Sraf ha-Chazeres kosher, v'yesh bo aras. Eres. And it has like
crumbly
poison. It has like poison in it. It has like, it's very,
it's spicy.
It's spicy. So therefore, what's the role of Chazeres? To mute, to counteract the sharpness of the mara. Is to.
Why does that make that?
It's not a mitzvah. That's what he's saying. It's not a mitzvah. So why do you have it? To just mute the sharpness of the mara. One second. Mara is a mitzvah. It's a din d'oraisa. When it's not a base on mitzvah. Yeah, but it might be too tough, so you have a little chaser. It's a chaser to go ahead and help you. Get the chazeres down. That is Rav Asi. And then Rav Asi goes on, the Gemara goes on a little tangent. Kappa de chasa chama. The kappa of chasa is chama. Meaning if you eat chasa, which is a type of maror, so the kappa, what's kappa mean? The chaser is hot water. Kappa de chama, the chaser of chama, is karti. Kappa de karti, chamime. Kappa de kulo chamime. So hot water will help you with all of your stuff.
Car sees a leak.
Okay, not important.
Leak after the water.
So you keep on eating a little bit of this other stuff to.
What kind of horseradish are they eating over there?
Chama, by the way, I'm sorry, is radish. It's okay. Anyway, that's pshat. That's the pshat. Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok Omer mitzvah. So according to the Chacham, it's not a mitzvah. What the whole role of charoses is?
Chase it.
And Rav Elazar Tzadok says it's a mitzvah. So now the Gemara asks, my mitzvah. Down, boy. What is the mitzvah? So Rabbi Levi Omer, Rabbi Levi says, Zecher letapuach. It's a remembrance of the apple. What's it referring to? So look at Rashi. Stop.
How many apples are there mentioned in the Torah?
Excuse me. Not that one. Show me one place where Adam Rishon ate an apple. Why?
Because it ended up apples in their churches.
You are assuming it's an apple because of Christian theology.
Yes. It's grapes, nut sugar, or wheat.
That's correct. Thank you very much. Come on, brachas.
Yeah. Rebbe,
does chasa
lettuce?
Chasa is lettuce. Okay, so what's the tapuach? So Rashi explains, there was an apple tree back in Mitzrayim. So how you yold those b'neim sham, that the women would cap babies under the apple tree, below Eitzev, without pain and suffering. Shelo yakir b'hen Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim would not thereby notice them. Dichsiv tachas ha-tapuach orarticha. So as a result of a zecher to the nace that happened under the apple tree, we go ahead and have charoses. That's pshat number one. V'Rav Yochanan Omer zecher latit. What does tit mean?
The
mortar. Is that to make the bricks required a lot of mortar. What color are bricks typically?
Beige,
reddish, etc. That's the color of the charoses. So as a zecher latit. And Amar Abaye hilchach. Therefore, tzarech lekahuye v'tzarech lesamuche. What does kahuye and samuche mean? So kahuye means a certain color it has to be. It has to be the color. And let's see, Rashi lesamuche. Lahatil ulichtosh bo harbe. You're supposed to mash in a lot of things. Kadeshia av. So it's thick. It should be a thick, mortary, cementy kind of stuff. V'tzarech lekahuye. And you have to throw in... Lahatlbo tapuchim, to throw in apples, v'yayin, umilsa de ispe kiyuha. And it looks like this kind of reddish, brownish color.
Because it's mud bricks.
Because it's mud bricks, exactly.
Is browner, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So there's two ways to look at how it could be a mitzvah?
Yes. What are the two ways?
One way
either zecha le tapuach. No, chase is not mitzvah.
Right,
but that's not a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Elazar Tzal, it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Either zecher tapuach or zecher latit. And then the braisa concludes, Tanya kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Tavlin, you'd also throw in spices into the charoses. Zecher latevin. Because what do they throw into the... What did they throw into the... they throw in Tevet. Charoi says Zecher Latit, etc. Okay, so let's open up for a second. I want to open up for a second to the Rambam. Let's start with this Rambam.
What does the brick and mortar have to do?
Because the Jews would make bricks.
Yeah, but they weren't making bricks in the Sinai, were they?
Yeah, of course they were. How do you think the pyramids came?
I mean, do you believe it, actually?
Of course I believe it.
I'm saying that we built the pyramids, the ones that are there now.
Why not? Why not? Okay, please open up the Tehilchos Chametz Matzah. Open up Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud Aleph of Perek Zayin. And I want you to simply tell me how we pask. Actually, don't tell me how we pask. Don't tell me how we pask. I don't want to hear how we pask. Put this down over here. Open up your Gemaras in the back. To the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnais. The Perish HaMishnais will be found, if all goes well, right after the Marsha, if all goes well. It doesn't always go well. It's not going well. Maybe right after... Is it after the Gemara? They're different. The Ozva Hada always tucks it in strange places. It's usually right after the Rush, actually. But not in this one. Marsha.
Now I'm going to get the extra chocolate chip with the cedar.
Right, it's at the very end, Ruby.
Apple tree that woman gave birth
to.
Yeah, you know the names of a bunch of babies? Without him.
Look at the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis. He says it's titled Hevi Lefanav. Do you see it? Hevi Lefanav Yerakos. Tenth Perek. So skip down. I want to look at that Mishnah, but we're going to go to the end of the Mishnah, the fourth to last line. It says Vehacharoses Hi Ta'aroves. It's a mixture. Sheyesh Bo Kihui Udmus Tevin. In the Perish HaMishnayis.
Back.
Yeah, just skip towards the end, the last sentence. Charoses. It starts Charoses. The charosi tarovas sheish bo kiwi. The charosis has kiwi. Udmus tevin, it looks like straw, but it's a zecher latit. And it's a zecher la... Zecher latit. To the, yeah. Okay, stop ready. Just look on with me. Okay, you're not allowed to. Okay, you can continue. Udmus, okay, and now look what he says. Va'anachnu osim oso kach. And this is how we make it. Shorim te'enim otmarim. We soak dates and figs. Umevashin osan. And then we cook them. Vidachin osan. Then we mash them. Ad sheyirtavu. Until they become saucy mushy. Viloshin hakol b'choymetz. And then we knead it all with vinegar. Meaning with fermented wine. Vinosnin shiboles nerd. And then we put in shiboles nerd. It's one of the ktyres. It's a good smell. Frankincense. O azov. Ukayotze bo. Bli shchukim. We put those in without mashing them. Okay. V'rabalazim ben sadek aymer. Charoises. Mitzvah. Leda'ato. Shechayev adam levarech. Asher kiddushanu v'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu al achilas charoises ve'en ahalach. So according to the law of Tzadok, it's a mitzvah such that what do you have to do? You make a bracha of achilas charoises ve'en ahalach. So both say, what questions do you have on this Rambam, if any? If any.
Did you see that Rambam?
Okay, first of all,
don't.
I'm a racist.
Who did you
do
that? Wait, was that you? What? Was that you?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, Rabosai, according to, first of all, how does the Rambam, Harris?
We didn't read the Rambam.
We did read the Rambam. Rambam, Perish, Hamishnais. How does the Rambam pass? He quotes Chachamim. According to Chacham, why do you have Charoses?
To chase the mar.
I know, but that's not what the Rambam says. What does the Rambam say? It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says we have Charoses Zecher Latit. That's what he says. And then he quotes Rav Avraham Tzadok, who says it's a mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah, what do? You make a bracha. What's the bracha? Al achilas haroses. And then what does the Rambam say? And then he says, Eina halach, which means, how's he passing? How's he passing? Chachamim. He's passing like Chachamim. That it's not a mitzvah, zecher latit, so in a bracha, etc. I will say, any question that rises in the Rambam, any other question you might have, yeah?
That in this Rambam, it's Durabana.
I didn't look at that Rambam yet.
Oh.
In this Rambam, anything that strikes you, think out of the box a little bit.
Asher kiddushanu, we can connect this command.
That's okay, that's okay. Think out of the box a little bit.
Say what I'm
No, that's not Hashem. Think out of the box a little bit.
What about the other
think out of the box! You're not thinking out of the box, you're thinking in the box. Think out of the box. Read the Rambam again, and what strikes you about this Rambam? Think out of the box, not in the box.
Like how you make the charoses.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
That's very odd. What is this, Master Chef? He's giving a... Oh, by the way, just in case you're curious, how we do it in the Maimonidean home. We take dates and we take figs and we mash and a little vinegar and a little this. She goes, na-da-da. Like, is that like important for me to know?
Honestly.
How you choose to make charoses? Why does the Rambam all of a sudden, did the Gemara give me a recipe? Gemara told me it has to be a certain consistency, it has to be a certain color, but it didn't get into all these details of how you make it, mix it up, mash it down, add a little this, a little that. What in the world is the Rambam doing with giving me a recipe? That's very curious. Let's now read the Rambam, the Al-Chazak. Says the Rambam Yad HaChazaka, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. That's correct.
Yud what?
Yud Aleph?
Yeah. Zayin Yud Aleph. Hacharoises mitzvah midevrei seifrim. Zecher la tit. Shayu ovdim b'mitzrayim. V'keitzad osin osa. How do you make charoises? Lokhim tmarim. O grogros. O tzimukim. You take dates, figs, raisins, Ukayoitebo, Vitorsinosan, and what do you do? You mash it. Vinosan tochan chaimetz, and what do you do? Add vinegar. Umetabinosa vitavlin, and you add some spices. Kamotit ba tevin. Like you put the tevin into, right? Umevinosan ala shulchan belele apesach. And you bring it to the table on Lo Pesach. Anything you want to say about this Rambam? What? So all of a sudden, how did the Rambam pass in the Perish HaMishnayis? What did he say?
Zecher.
He says, he quotes Rav Loz Bar Tzadok, and then he says, what does he say? What does he say?
It's Ein Halacha.
No. Ein Halacha.
And here it's a
and over here, what's he saying in the Yad HaChazaka?
It is the Halach.
The Rambam in the Yad is holding like who?
Like Rav Tzadok.
He's holding Rav Tzadok. Is that true? Is that true that he's holding Rav Tzadok? If he was holding like Rav Tzadok...
Be there, I see.
No. Okay, no. Gaira Shmuel.
He says bring to the table on the Pesach. Doesn't seem to be saying that it's a, you make a bracha.
So he's holding Rav Tzadok, but it's a mitzvah. But what does he omit? Does he say a bracha?
No.
He says no bracha. So when it comes to a bracha, no bracha. Now Shmuley makes a good point. Why is there no bracha? Because it sounds like
it's just a mitzvah to have it there.
It's just a mitzvah to have it there. It's not a mitzvah to eat. But then that contradicts what he says over here. Because what does he have over here? If you hold my Rav Tzadok, then it's a mitzvah, and then you make a bracha. Now he's holding Rav Tzadok as a mitzvah, but it's
no bracha.
So what in the world is going on over here? So if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, that's the Rambam. Yeah. That's look at the Lechem Mishnah. So look at the Lechem Mishnah on the bottom. Lechem Mishnah writes, Hacharoises mitzvah midivrei sofrim, zecher latit. Kan posak Rav Lava Tzadok. Over here in the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam Paskin's like, Rav Lava Tzadok. Ukede kosav harav amagir, uperish ha-mishnah kosav lehefech. From our Shom, those divrei Rav Lozor Tzadok tzarich lomar hashik shom tzadok tzivano halachis charoises, ve'ein halacha kamoso. And the halacha is not like Rav Lozor Tzadok. So how are you going to resolve that contradiction? I'll tell you how. How old was the Rambam when he wrote the Perish HaMishnayis?
18.
No. He's about 30. How old was he when he wrote the Yad HaChazaka? He was in his 60s, about 60. So, guess what happens after 30 years?
Slow down.
No, you don't slow down.
You learn more. You get wiser.
You get wiser, and what sometimes happens in 30 years?
You change your mind. Which one was earlier?
The Perish HaMishnayis.
Which one's earlier?
Yeah. So, says Lechem Mishnah, apparently, Nire, Shechazar Kam, Mimasha Kosa. Chazar Bo. What does Chazar Bo mean?
Return.
Retracted, changed his mind. But then he asks another question. So do we like that he changed his mind?
No.
We don't love it. We don't love it. Moreover, if indeed it's a mitzvah, then what always accompanies a mitzvah? A bracha. So asks the Lechem Ish, and he come up and certainly take time. If he did change his mind, that is a mitzvah. Lama eim avachnol kmosh kosav. One second. Lama eim avachnol kmosh kosav beperish hamishnayis came to mitzvah drabbanan. The hamivarchin amora bizman hazed midrabbanan. I forgot. So he says, do we make brachas on mitzvah drabbanan?
Yeah.
Sure we do. Sure we do. So why is it, if you tell me it's a mitzvah and he changed his mind, so then you should make a bracha. So, Rav Herschel Schechter, perhaps in the name of Salvech, I don't remember, suggests in his sefer Eretz HaTzvi an answer to basically resolve the Rambam. Resolves all of our questions. And there's no contradiction. It's very hard to say. I mean, you could say a person's entitled to change his mind, but that's an answer of last resort. So Rabbi Osai, how can you understand and reconcile the Shitas HaRambam? What were our questions? Let's review. Number one, since when is the Rambam engaged in Master Chef? Why am I getting this detailed recipe? Did I get it once or did I get it twice? Got it twice. Number two, if the Rambam that Yada, he says in Perish HaMishnah is that the Allah is not like Rav Lozor of Tzadok. If it's not like Rav Lozor of Tzadok, so that's why there's no bracha and he passed like Rabbanan. Yet in the Yada Chazaka, he says there is a mitzvah which sounds like Rav Lozor of Tzadok, and then the question is, why is there no bracha? So these are our problems in the Rambam. Yeah.
When it says Eino Halacha in the Rambam over here, is it maybe saying that Eino Halacha, we don't make a bracha, therefore he didn't really change his mind. So here he's not stating that we don't say a bracha, he's just not mentioning it because he's previously said it.
One more time.
It says in the Perish HaMishnah Al Rambam that it says the bracha. And then here it just doesn't mention it. So maybe he's saying, we ain't halacha, we don't say a bracha, maybe a mitzvah. But he's just not mentioning it here.
Excellent! The Rambam in the Yalach HaZaka has, he made two statements. Rabbi Lozor of Tzadok says it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Lozor of Tzadok says you make a bracha al achilas charoses. And then the Rambam says, ve ain't halacha. Is in halacha, and you notice the way Lechem Mishnah quoted it, which is wrong. He said, Lechem Mishnah says in halacha kamosa. The Rambam never said in halacha kamosa. What did he say? In halacha. What was that talking about? The halacha is not like Rav Lozor of Tzadok, or no? The halacha is like Rav Lozor of Tzadok, but you know what's not halacha? No bracha. That's in halacha. Never said that. Who said there was a bracha? The Rambam said, Pesach Mishnah is understood, and he says, ain't halacha. That's not halacha. Okay, that's good. That helps us.
Where do you get that from?
I'll tell you in a second. Rabbo said a little more. So this is true. What is the mitzvah of charoses?
Bring it up.
Why can't it be both?
What?
Mevinosa.
So what's the mitzvah? Meaning what?
Being a part of the Abdus coming into Paris. That's why he gives you the recipe.
Meaning what?
You have to be feeling like you're building those levanim.
What charoses is, is a prop. The whole Leil HaSeder is I don't say this in the way you're going to hear it, is a show. What is it a show of? It's a show for us to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you're in a show, we need props. We need things to help us get into the proper frame of mind. What is the charoses?
It's a prop.
It's a prop. Is there a mitzvah of achilas charoses?
No, you don't need
no mitzvah of achilas charoses. What does it mean, zecher latit? You see it, and you're reminded, it brings you back. Oh, that looks like bricks. That reminds you, it brings you back. It's experiential. Most people start pounding charoses. By that time of the Seder, you're really hungry, and there's matzah, which is dry, and this is sweet, and you're pounding. But that's not what the mitzvah is, says the Rambam. The mitzvah is zecher latit, for it to be there, to experience it, to have it there. Is there a mitzvah of achila? No, that's why the Rambam writes, hey, you just bring it on the table. Just bring it on the table. Why is there no bracha then?
Because we're not eating.
No more than that.
It's no mitzvah.
There's no what?
Mitzvah either.
So make a different bracha. Don't make a bracha about achilas.
It's not necessarily a mitzvah of actual eating. It's just there for your mindset.
Because the only time you make a bracha, it's on a maisa mitzvah. And when it comes to charoses, there's no what? There's no maisa hamitzvah. You don't eat it. Show me where it says you eat it.
Still,
you don't have to eat it.
You put it in the curry.
What you're supposed to do, as you're supposed to dip and then shake off your maror or your kairich. Anytime you're having maror, you dip it in the charoses.
Shake
it off. That's the chaser. That's mishum kapa. That's a but. Mi ikra din, the role of charoses is just to be there.
Everybody holds like this Rambam?
Is the pashup shot in the
Rambam. Would you experience it more if you eat it?
No.
Then you're sweet.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're allowed to eat it. It's not us. What?
You dip your mar in and shake it off.
I just dip in and then eat it. You're not supposed to drown the flavor of the mar.
Is the only thing like this?
Only thing like this.
So it's not a chaser.
According to the... There is a tour. There is a tour.
So if it was a chaser, you ate as much as you could.
There is a tour.
My mom is unbelievable.
There is a tour.
Is it not about Tashka?
Right. Need to get rid of
no one. There is a tour.
It will be eaten.
Oh, Yitzi. Your mother's up early.
That's why I left. My mom thinks I wake up at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, but your mom, you're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, she.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it.
In other words, she was like, I'm going to do this one more day.
I love you, see.
Does she bother you a lot? No, my mom's on email. It's my conversation.
Okay, where am I?
This on recording.
Oh, totally. Oh. Totally, all over Wai Torah.
Well,
while
he's going Wai Torah.
What happened on Wai Torah? I feel like some of the speakers don't like look at the rest of their shir, and sometimes a kid may like some conversation going on.
Anyway.
Wait, that isn't about that.
Not at all.
Why?
Because it's the mitzvah is to have it.
It's not food. No?
It's not called Baal Tashis. You're allowed to eat it, but
you could eat
it.
Okay. There is a tour. The tour writes in Hilchos Pesach an absolutely stunning shita. Absolutely stunning shita.
Señor Joey, are you a pricing?
The tour says, like Rav Lazar of Tzadok, seemingly, that there is a mitzvah to eat charoses. But when do you eat charoses? You eat it together with Mara. And just like when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, Birchas Hanenin, if you're having a cholent, and there's potatoes and meat and barley in the cholent, what bracha do you make?
Zionist.
What about the potatoes?
Ikker.
You make a bracha on the Ikker, which is Poitras Hata'ai. What about the meat? Ikker, Poitras Hatafel. So when you dip the mar into the charoses, what's the ikker? The ikker is the mar. So the birchas ha-maror, aval achilas maror, is poiter es ha-birchas ha-mitzvah on charoses. That's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush of the tour.
The charoses are the mitzvah itself.
No, the bracha.
The bracha, yeah.
No, but again, it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. Not a birchas hanenin. It's a birchas hamitzvah. That's a very, very big
case. If you threw one piece of mezonos in there,
if it's a piece of mezonos, that's creating a...
What mezonos are you eating with your bar?
No, there's no chamos mar. Yeah. No, then it's
some kind of...
So, Rabosa, why did the Rambam emphasize the recipe?
Because it's not just about having it on the table. You got to be involved in it. It's experience. You got to make
No. Why do you emphasize the recipe? Because he wants you to know that it's supposed to be made in a way that will look like teat. Knows the whole mitzvah is not the achila. The mitzvah is what it looks like. It's texture. It's, and therefore the Rambam goes out of its way to tell you the recipe because he wants you to make sure it's the right texture, the right and that I think is the mahalach of the Rambam. Okay, let's discuss. So that's charoses. Yes, Shlomo.
I might have asked you this question before in brachos, but kind of not related. But soup with croutons and stuff, that's mezonos.
Soup with croutons, you'll typically make two brachos.
Two brachos?
Yeah.
So you eat the crouton plain?
Since the crouton was not cooked with the soup, it's thrown in afterwards, you make two brachos. Yes?
So would my mother be holding this Mishnah pinch up right now?
Should she know the recipe?
Does a man have to make the charoses then?
So the Rambam pashtus is you can make your charoses anyway, but the ikar in the charoses is not what it tastes like, but what it looks like. That's the ikar.
So does this mean that a man would have to do this? Like, the man have to bring it to the table?
No, it has to be at the table. To be at the table. The man doesn't have to do that.
Is there a mitzvah to make it?
No, there's no mitzvah to make it. You can get it pre-made. Ben and Jerry's, by the way, Peso Time does have a Charoses ice cream.
No, really.
Wait, Rob, can you take anything then, that even something that's not necessarily edible, and use that?
No, but...
You're putting dipping mara in and then you're shaking it off. Like, can you potentially take like mud or something like that?
The answer is not for charoses. This was the takana, but there is an idea. One year, I was very proud of my little children. They were very little. And they turned the entire Pesach they turned the entire table into a Yitzias Mitzrayim themed situation. They brought desert stuff. So they had they brought sand in. They brought camels. They brought makos. They had splitting seas. They did a whole thing. They poured blood, ketchup all over the table. It was a whole. It was quite impressive. We brought. We went to the park. They brought live frogs in. They collected frogs. It was a whole matzah. So. It was all the same mitzvahs, Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Mitzrayim.
Is Rabbi a fan of getting dressed up,
I'm a fan of... I'm a fan of experiencing... But if it's real. We in my family, again, my kids are getting older, so... But we do different shtiklach to...
My mom got 30 foot long by 10 feet pyramids, and she puts it up.
That's great. That's great.
30 feet.
Oh, just 30 feet. You have a wall. 30 feet.
It wraps around the wall like that.
Oh my god.
Just pyramids.
All right. Let's do one more topic.
And we get a seat. We get.